A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
On the planet Coracone, the bounty hunter Proctor meets with Utrana.
Do fa do la suka, Proctor.
I have confirmed that they were captured by the Imperials. The latest I have heard is that they have also managed to escape. Luck seems to forever favor Shank.
Ula doom, Tafula.
I have no information about the cargo they were to deliver for you. The Imperials may have it.
Ugatila furu.
I will recover the cargo if the Imperials have it. And I will bring Shanka back to you to do it as you please.
See, everything worked out.
You call what happened back there working out? How did any of that work out?
We got a protocol droid out of it.
No. We have the head of a protocol droid.
But it functions. Watch. PC-05. How many languages do you speak?
Well, I am programmed to speak over 3,001 languages.
See? 3,000 languages.
However, due to the eradication of my body, I am afraid my programming has taken a severe amount of damage.
Which means what?
I am only able to speak two languages currently.
Two? Which two?
I'm afraid I am only able to speak Galactic Basic. That's the language I am currently speaking.
I know what Galactic Basic is. What's the other language?
You will be happy to know I am also able to speak Moapa.
Moapa? Isn't that an aquatic species on Mon Calamari?
That is correct. It's a rather complex language because when they originally... Mega usta can care huevos and...
Enough. We get it. Two languages. Fine.
Well, if we have to, we can always smuggle things deep into the dark oceans to an aquatic amoeba-like race.
So it didn't work out exactly as great as I thought, but we still managed to get away.
Still got away? We just barely got away. And now the Imperials are after us. How could you not tell me that you worked for the Empire?
How could you not tell me that you worked for a Hutt?
Fair enough. Listen, if we're gonna make it through this, we're gonna have to be honest with each other.
Because that's what smugglers are known for, our honesty.
Hey, this is serious. And if I know Ultrana, she's got a bounty hunter following us from the moment we left Coracone, just to see if we double-cross her. And now we have the Empire after us. This is not how I imagined today would go. Thought maybe we'd be doing a drop-off for some high-ranking Rodian or something to some friendly rebels, pick up your payment, maybe hang out with the rebels for a little while, have a drink afterwards.
Hey, it's not my ideal day either. I thought this was gonna be an easy job. I thought by now, I'd be in bed with a Twi'lek.
Twi'lek, is that all you ever think about?
No, sometimes I think about how we still need a protocol droid to handle our negotiations.
You know? It's somehow comforting that at least some of the time you have a logical thought.
Well, I usually stop and think about how good I am at getting at speaking these languages, though.
Your inability to understand Rodese is what got us into this current predicament.
You call it a predicament, I call this an opportunity. I may have lost her back then, but if those Twi'leks weren't distracting me with their Leku... Besides, I won her back in Morgel 7.
No. No, you didn't. That's where your memory's a little bit hazy. Because I never put her up to bed in the first place!
Yes you did. Remember right before that fight with the Weequay?
Oh, yeah. The fight that you started.
I may have started it, but I also finished it.
You said their face looked like shriveled hut sacks.
Was I wrong? I mean, really. Was I wrong?
Well, no, but... Regardless, that's not something you say to a Weequay. They're notoriously violent, you know that.
Because they look like shriveled hut sacks. Anyway, you had placed the Sun Charger key on the table as a bet because you were down on credits, and when the fight broke out, you grabbed your credits and ran. But the table was still live. I had bet on a 7, and that's where the dice landed. The ship is technically mine.
Well, guess what? I never saw that bet. You can't just claim the ship is yours.
Doesn't mean I didn't win just because you walked away from the table.